News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, April
the 8th. Forget the hump.
Hump
day. Do you know people like that?
7:06 in the morning. Yes, I do. Sometimes on Wednesdays I get like that. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Did I say it was 7:07 in the morning today? Yes, I did. And we're here with Elton. Elton, good morning there, Buster.
How you doing?
How are you doing? I noticed that the mustache fell off your face.
Mustache March is over, and now I'm clean shaven.
Mustache March is over, huh? I bet you, though, that if y'all had won every game in March, that mustache would have still been there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And probably wearing the same socks and underwear, too.
Well, I'm doing that anyway, but.
Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Elton, yeah, okay, Elton's graduating this year, and anybody's looking for a real bright guy to come work for him here. He saves money. He's very thrifty. Doesn't change his underwear or socks. No, you didn't say that. He does change. Like, he changes with the first baseman. The first baseman changes with the pitcher. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's now, funny about superstitions. It is. It's really funny. I think it's interesting if you just took a poll of people with their, what they have their good luck, whatever it is.
Yeah. I will not fly without I have a St. Christopher's medal I've had for, 60 years that I fly with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Elden? No, that's not true. That's not true. For 50 years.
Right. Oh, well, gosh. Years. So, Elden, do you have and before we get going here in the show, do you have I may have asked you this before, but it's a fresh day. So, do you have a superstition or a routine?
Not really. The only thing that's kind of superstitious that I've done is the facial hair. But besides that, not a lot. Maybe.
What about keeping the chicken in your room for on game days?
I can't say that I do that one, but sometimes if I have a good game or the team has a good game, I'll eat the same breakfast before the game. But not anything too much different. Than
some
that.
People are really weird out there, though, aren't they?
What?
Some people are pretty weird.
Oh no,
out
yeah,
there.
Definitely.
I mean, hey, speaking of weird. The weather we've had lately has been strange, but, you know, strange but good.
Oh, I love it.
You know, it's people go, and I saw something on Facebook yesterday, before we get into this, I'm sorry, that said, she says, I can't stand it. She says, I've heard it so many times. Oh, I'm so happy for the rain, but, you know, because at the end of it, people go, but it's only for a day, and I wish it was much longer. And she says, I've heard the word but today like 1,000 times. Or, I'm really glad we're having the rain, but it gets so dreary after one day. You know, anyway.
I'm happy to bring on the rain. I know when I first moved to Reading, where I decided to make Reading my home, it was 2006. And it rained for about – we bought the house in, what, 2005, honey? And then at 2006, it rained up until April. I mean, it felt like every day rained. And I remember flying to San Diego for an event, and all of a sudden I just – I felt like this thing lifted off of me, because I probably have that thing that people get when they're in Seattle and they're – with this cloud cover constantly. So, but I was so happy to, you know, we're happy to have the rain and bring it on. And if you're wondering about what's happening today, we have a 20% chance of showers with our current temperature 42. Good morning. If you're just waking up, it's 42 on this 8th of April.
And 7:10 in the morning.
And it's going to be 61 is the highs today, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 44. Now tomorrow, we get where it's mostly sunny with a high of 69, partly cloudy in the evening, and Friday, 70 degrees. So as we get going through the weekend, again, Saturday, we have another 20% chance of rain. Sunday's going to be mostly sunny. And then Monday, 69. So we're in the lower temperatures here now for the next week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated. They bring us the weather every day here at KCNR. They give senior veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business. And Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is having their second annual fundraising banquet and auction this weekend. This is April 11th. The social hour starts at 4:30, dinner at 6:30, live auction at 7:30. You can get a party table, includes 10 seats and a $300 ticket pack for $500. Couples are 50, singles are for 35. All types of good things happening out there. They just bought a piece of land out there in Anderson, and they're planning on putting the Veterans Museum there. Give them a call at 222-2282 for tickets. Some people called in yesterday, said they were having a little bit of problem. Keep trying on that number, and if not, give us a call here, and we'll give you another number. That's the only one, really, that I know that works. Also, the Breakfast Lions Club is having their 20th annual senior all-star basketball game on Sunday that they're going to host the 20th annual senior invitational basketball game at Simpson University. There, it starts at 4 p.m. with the senior girls, and senior boys will follow at 6. And we have tickets. And we've given away a bunch of tickets already. So I have a family pack of four tickets.
And this is for?
This Sunday. Out at Simpson University, and it's the 20th annual basketball games. It's the Invitational. The girls' game is at 4 p.m., boys' game at 6 p.m. Give us a call.
Oh, that's 605. That's always a blast.
Yeah, 605-4567. You get to see these kids for the last time because a lot of them are heading off to be going off to college, and many of them will be playing there on scholarships. 605-4567 if you want tickets to that game. All right.
Okay, in the headlines. You've got a lot of stuff to go over, and I have some great headlines I'd like to cover as well.
I'll let you start because I want to get into the city, what happened in the city last night. It's a bunch of huge things happened, including one thing happened that kind of was a last-minute drop on Reading, which could cost us literally millions of dollars.
Why don't you go first?
Literally millions of dollars. All right. Well, then this is going to be the Fish and Wildlife Department here, Fish and Game Department came in, and they're proposing closing 5.5 miles of the Sacramento River right through Redding. Some of the best fishing in the world. They're saying that the salmon run was 95% decimated last year because of hot water and all this. Some of the guides will fight that. But closing this, will have an impact on the fishing here. Now, Mike Michalak from the fly shop is there saying, look, it's already closed to salmon fishing in that area anyway. He says, why would you close it to trout fishing? Because, you know, the anglers are going after trout. Trout eat the melt. I mean, this is all the things that are going on. Now, Mike Michalak, if anybody knows the river, anybody knows fishing in Northern California, it's Mike Michalak. He's the owner of the fly shop. Started it, you know, decades ago. He knows these rivers. He's been given awards by the state, by the Fish and Game Department, for how he takes care of property and how he's rebuilt streams and all these things. So this isn't a man coming from a greedy point of view. He's made his money in this. He gives back so much. This is Mike Michalak and Bertha Michalak of the Fly Shop. What he said was, you realize it's already closed, one, and two, this is going to have a huge impact on our economy around here. It could cost literally millions of dollars because fishermen won't come here. And this is one of the things. They'll see that's closed, and they'll get it in their head. He says, I'll live with it. So we'll just float through this whole section, you know, fish above it and below it. But this is one of the best, you know, fishing areas in the world. You've got smaller fishing guides, businesses. It's just going to really hammer them. And they did this at the last minute. There wasn't a lot of comment, but they are coming back again. It isn't finished yet. They're going to give another. They're going to have another comment section, and we're going to try and get Mike Michalak in before that to talk about this.
All right, and we're going to take a break, and we've got some guests that have just arrived. We're going to be talking to about Bella Vista Farms, as well as special guests about again this All Star Basketball game that's coming up. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Thank you. culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning here on April the 8th, 42 degrees out there. It's clearing up today. It's going to be a nice day tomorrow, Friday, all of it. Good.
Absolutely. Before the break, we were talking about the Reading Breakfast Lions annual senior, I love the annual senior all-star basketball game. This is the 20th season of this particular event. So, you know, if it continues on for 20 years, it's a pretty doggone great event. And with us this morning is Bill Roston. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the 20th year, and you've got teams from all over here, all over Northern California.
Yeah, we have about 30 high schools represented. We have a girls' game and a boys' game, and we divide them north and south. give you an example. Of course, kids from Corning are on the south team, and kids from Mount Shasta are on the north team. We kind of divide them up. And it's their 20th year, and it's a great event for the kids. It honors the student-athletes who have done a good job, not only their senior year, but all 4 years.
You're going to have Aaron Williams will be announcing for both the high school and announcer for both high school and college games. The Corning High School band was going to play.
Correct.
Your regular high school referees will be used. And it'll also be a three-point shooting competition among parents.
Right, at halftime.
Okay.
The parents of the kids come out and shoot, okay? And actually, some are pretty good because that's where the kids learned it from.
All right, so Bill, you're obviously with the Lions.
Yes.
And but this is something that also will be, of course, it's at Simpson University.
Correct.
And it says, and of course, in the bio here that, Simpson's done so many things, but they're providing the gymnasium, the game managers, the trainers, and the referees.
Correct. The referees usually donate their time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Simpson University came up with this idea several years ago, and we talked to them, and they said we were willing to pay them a minimal amount. And they said, no, we'll just give you the gym, give you the janitor, give you the whole place.
Okay? I bet you this is a really feel-good event.
Yes, yes. We get about 600-700 people show up. Of course, most of them I'd say 90% of them know the kids one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to honor the kids. And the kids really enjoy it. These kids have been competing against each other for 4 years. Now they're teammates. So they finally get to know who they've been banging heads against for 4 years.
That's
in a different
great.
Way.
Have they been practicing already? Or did
we have one. Simpson opens the gym Saturday. And all the coaches show up with the kids, and they run through everything they're going to.
Basic drills and all that?
Yeah, the basic offense and defense they're going to run. As far as drills, these kids have been doing drills since fifth grade, so they're pretty sharp.
Yeah, you're probably right. They've got to show them, though, they must have some set moves they have to make or set plays so they can, you know, those things.
Well, just like in the girls' north roster, I'm just going to pick a few out. Savannah Peters from Irica is going to be there. You've got some that are all-league, three all-league, three-year varsity starter. I mean, these are some really great players. You've got in the boys, Ty Coombe, all-league. You've got Devin Howes, two all-tourney MVP, Corning from Corning. So this is cool. You've got kids from all over.
Right.
And there's 58 players.
Right.
We've got down here, there's 58 players. So
right.
We're in for a great day of wonderful basketball. Girls start at 4, boys start at 6. We got a couple passes here. It's the 20th annual basketball game, all-star basketball game. And, gosh, Bill, we're going to take some calls here, 605-4567, for those free tickets for this Sunday. That's the 2015 20th annual basketball games put on by the Reading Breakfast Lions Club and, out at Simpson University.
Yes, it'll be a good time. Well, one name I'd like to bring up, it's been in the news, is the Sanchez boy from Trinity County, Trinity High School.
Oh, is this the one kid that was homeless?
Right. He lived on the streets for 1 year after his mother died and his father split when he was in elementary school. And so he missed a whole year, and then he came back. He finally got in a good foster home, came back his senior year, and CIF says, oh, you can't play. You're a fifth-year senior. Well, they finally took it to court, and the judge ruled it wasn't the kid's fault, okay?
No, it wasn't the kid's fault.
So he played half the season, and I think he made all-league, and he's a representative from Trinity High School.
You know what? That's super. You know, that's one of those things that, there's a lot of things that happen with people that are on the streets and that they've had these problems. But the kid never quit trying. And
right.
And he did get into a good home. and he has proven himself. And it's, you know, and to have a bureaucracy, and this is the problems of bureaucracies when they're looking at these. I'm doing battle right now with a bureaucracy over something that's just, you know, from the Veterans right. Administration right here in California mm-hmm. over just talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're afraid to have this happen. Bureaucracies get into themselves like this, and people have to challenge bureaucracies. They have to. And in this kid's case, the people, you know, the people took up for him, people that knew him.
Well, the community of Weaverville
was
100% behind it.
That's right. And right. so you need to do that because the bureaucracies don't care mm-hmm. in many cases. When you get up to that state level, you know, sometimes you can work, in, you know, within the city and other places. But, you know, they're there to perpetuate what they're doing. I mean, anybody with common sense would have seen this kid. It wasn't his kid's fault.
Right.
And they could have just made that ruling.
Right. Actually, Weaverville is 100% behind him, but so is Shasta County because he went to elementary school in Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Okay? At Meadow Lane Elementary. So everyone in Anderson knows him well also.
And this so he's a product from our area here.
Right.
So,
and that's wonderful
news. Happening. Okay.
One of many, but it's just an interesting story. He's in the news right now, so he's being singled out. But they're 58 players, and they all have these incredible stories. But, you know, leading scorer, league-leading scorer, like, for instance, Joseph Bassetti from Red Bluff, mm-hmm. Jack McWilliams.
Is that our Bassetti?
He might be related in some way.
I'm sure.
If he's from Red Bluff, that seems kind of far away. I don't think.
Rick was from Anderson. That's not that far down the middle.
Uh-huh, not really.
I don't know.
So anyway, three of those players have already signed athletic scholarships to play basketball.
And that's the other thing, too, that it tells you is that these kids, we've got some real quality out here. All right, this Sunday, April the 12th, out at Simpson University. It starts at 4 p.m. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club Invitational Annual Senior All-Star Basketball Game. We're here with Bill Ralston from the Reading Breakfast Lions. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you for having me.
And I hope you have a great – I'm sure you'll have a great
– we'll have a good time. The kids will even have a better time.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after these messages. The time is 7:28 in the morning, 42 degrees out there on the 8th of April. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Wasted away.
Gonna talk to Pete.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios, and we're moving guests in and out of here this morning. And
good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
7:31 in the morning. 42 degrees out there.
I know.
Well, Elton, you've got to throw things out there.
Yeah, Elton, like, we're on. You're live, and we're moving people. Yeah. Like, hey, go get that chair and everything.
This portion of the show is
live radio.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Diamond Drop, which is happening live at Redding's own Shasta Blood Center. By saving a life and donating blood, you might possibly win a diamond necklace donated by Four Winds Jewelry. Join us live on April 17th. Linda and I will be at the Shasta Blood Center. There will be all types of neat things there, cupcakes, a challenge Save a Life photo booth where you can challenge others to donate blood and other fun prizes. One pint of blood can save up to six people. Molly, one of our salespeople here, life was saved by blood donations, and she gives blood every chance she gets. You can be a hero out there by going to the Shasta Blood Center and giving blood. And it's going to happen on April 17th. Join Linda and I down there at the Shasta Blood Center. And like I said, you go in, you enter for this prize, and you can win this diamond necklace. It's pretty cool, too. So.
It's in a big ice sculpture, and so I think as the ice, I think you get to figure out how much. I think the way it works is you figure out how many minutes or how many hours before it melts,
and then one closest to that
wins.
If you've given blood,
which by the way was donated by Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, give them a call at 221-0600, 221-0600 to sign up. Okay.
As we go into this next segment, there was a wonderful letter to the editor on Sunday in the newspaper. And, you know, it was Easter Sunday. It was really nice to just kind of, you know, read the paper and pore over the paper. I love that. And there was, it was about Bella Vista Farms. And I know that our next guest, Chick Miller, has been on our show several times. Well, just a handful of times, I'll say, throughout the 6 years that we've been here. But I really think that it's great now to do another spotlight. We feel that, you know, that what you're doing is such humanitarian work in having a last place for animals of all different species. And so good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Get in there a little closer there, girl. I know. Just pretend you're kissing the face of a horse.
A goat.
There's no goats in here
this
time.
No horse?
No.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your foundation or your organization. Or is it just you and your husband? Didn't I read that you just are people just call and go, what do I do?
Absolutely. Well, Bella Vista Farms is a licensed animal sanctuary. This means to me that when an animal comes to Bella Vista Farms, it spends the rest of its life. Sometimes they come with issues. They're diabetic. They're geriatrics. They're congestive heart failure dogs, three-legged, deaf, blind. We have it all. And they're guaranteed that they'll be there forever.
So they always have – they're going to be there. They're going to have a home. They're going to be taken care of.
Absolutely. I'm a retired nurse, so the medical does come easier to me than the normal person would have it.
Well, when you, because being a nurse, you understand like tissues and blood. So it's probably, you know, when you think about if you have an animal that's blind or has, like you said, medical issues, you've just been trained to be able to deal with it.
Insulin injections, casting, sutures, I do it all.
So tell us a little bit about your property, where you're located, and give somebody a visual of what happens when they come to visit Bella Vista Farms.
Well, we're 14 miles west of I-5 on off of Gas Point Road, on Lower Gas Point Road, and we have 65 beautiful acres. Every inch is set up to house animals in need. We've been there since 1997, and that's exactly what we do 24/7. It's run solely by my husband and myself. We do all the care. My husband does all the building and the shopping for the animals, and I do much of the medical and the feeding.
How many animals do you have there at the present time?
There are always several hundred animals. This includes barnyard and domestic cats, dogs, horses, rabbits. Oh, I could go on and on.
And so are you doing, we have you on today, even, you know, there's two, like again, there's a shine of light, but is there, you're always looking for, of course, donations.
Oh,
think
absolutely.
About what it costs, probably in the thousands per month just to feed your animals, and again, I mean, for medical care,
absolutely.
For shots or whatever.
Absolutely. Medical care. I use 12 bales of hay a day, 50 pounds of dog food, 30 pounds of rabbit pellets. Oh, my gosh. Again, I could go on and on about what I do a day. Insulin injections for the dogs that are diabetics. It's just 24/7.
So,
what's our fundraiser they have coming up?
Yeah, is there a fundraiser?
Oh, boy, are we ever.
Okay, let's get on that.
You know what? May 1st, Wind River, we're putting on a big fundraiser. It's going to be a delicious lasagna dinner, lots of raffles, 50-50 drawing. Oh, a dessert auction to die for. Oh, my gosh. Lots of different raffle items will be there. Tom Basanko, Les Baugh are our MCs.
Excellent.
Leonard Modi and I are doing the dessert auction.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be so upbeat and fun, live music. It's just going to be a well worth evening out. For $25 a ticket, you're going to have so much fun and a great dinner.
Okay, where do we get tickets?
Let's have Pete tell you that. Pete's
hey, Pete. How you doing, buddy?
Hi.
Pete Stiglitz
here. Hi, guys. Thanks for having us again. I'm chairing this again this year. It was such a success last year at the Cottonwood Community Center, we decided we needed to move it over to the Wind River. Tickets can be picked up either at any of the VCA animal clinics in Redding or Anderson. In fact, I'll be at the one in Anderson tomorrow selling tickets out front. You can also go online to the BellaVistaFarm.org website. That's BellaVistaFarm, no S, .org, and you can buy the tickets online there. Or you can call Chick. She loves phone calls. 347-0544 is her number.
347-0544, okay.
And we will get you your ticket. We're selling corporate tables as well for $300. It seats 10.
Well, that's
at
good.
Each table. So, and we're going to recognize those corporate sponsors. So if you'd like to have your whole group from the office show up, we got a special place for you. So that's the way to get it. And this is a great, great cause. I don't know if people really understand what a community service Chick and her husband provide each and every day, 24/7, take care of all these animals.
Do you ever adopt out animals from there?
Thank you, Pete.
You know, my policy is no, that I don't adopt out the animals that come into the rescue because – number one, they've been through it. They all have issues. This is pretty much their last stop. Remember, these are special needs animals, a lot of them.
Okay.
And a lot of geriatrics.
Okay, you know, and I think that's important, you know, that people understand this because there's so many other different animal organizations that cycle through here.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that cycle in a bad sense. I mean, because we try to have people on all the time, you know, ranging from, you know, of course,
Another Chance.
You all, Another Chance, Rescuing Horses. You know, Winnie and
absolutely.
Roses and those. And so they find homes sometimes for them. But yours is, and this is why it's so important, when the animal has reached that point, no matter what kind of animal it is, it can live out its remaining days in a bucolic pasture, and a and with the ambiance that they deserve.
That does not mean, though, that I don't take calls where I, if I can't take the animal in or it, it doesn't have a place at Bella Vista Farms, I do network with the other rescues, and I do help people, give them advice on not always placing their animal, but giving them advice on how to keep their animal.
Well, that's important.
Solving problems. Yeah. Where there's a problem with an animal, there's normally a solution. And that solution not always is placing it out. Sometimes it's working it out with the family.
Yeah, because, you know, something's happening with the animal right then.
Yeah, Pete, you have something to say.
Like the goat that comes in and pees on my floor here.
I tried to get her to bring the cow in this time.
if I'd seen well,
we
can, if
the, we got
if,
a great war story on that
had,
one, though.
We would have had Bob hold the goat this year. Because
memories.
Yeah, memories.
Hey, you know, it's funny. I did, you know, it was that completely out of my mind until,
oh, sure.
until they said Bella Vista. And I'm going, Bella Vista, why do I remember that? Oh, it's
why
the
am
goat.
I always associated with goat pee. Yeah. Hey,
can I just emphasize this is, they are a official, 501c nonprofit.
Right.
We are in need of raffle gifts and items, so if you have something at home in your garage you're not using that's in good shape, give us a call. We'd love to see it and maybe give it away as part of the raffle. And, gosh, there was something else I was going to tell you.
Well, for one thing, when you buy a ticket for this, and when you have your ticket, you keep one part of it, and you get $2 off on any large pizza, Eagle's Nest Pizza.
Yeah,
so
that's
you save
$2.
That's
nice.
There.
Cottonwood there.
Yeah.
And the only other thing I wanted to point out, because this is really important, I think, 100% of the funds that we bring in go toward the care and feeding of the animals. There is no salary the money's used for. It all goes to the animals. So
that's
really
unique. You know, it is unique, huge. And that's really important because, as we know, in some, especially national organizations, every dollar, you know, 35-40% ends up in the quote advertising and salaries of every dollar. Where there's others that 90% goes back, and in this case, every dollar is going to go back into the care and feeding of the animals. No salaries. Nobody's receiving money.
No manicures.
No pedicures.
Obviously not.
You know, I got to tell you, a chick is wearing this sweatshirt, and on it it says, "I don't care who dies in a movie as long as the dog lives." Hello.
Well,
how many people feel that?
Let me tell you what.
In the westerns, I go, "Please, did that horse break its neck?"
There was a movie just came out with, what's his name? Canal Reeves. Canal.
Yes.
Anyway, and he plays a retired gangster, and he has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Linda doesn't, she's a person of emotions and all this. In
Thank
the
you.
Movie. I mean, but you are. But things don't bother you. But
yes,
you can watch
I do
movies.
Have emotions.
You can watch people being knocked down. You can come out and go squeak hunting. I mean, you can do that stuff, antelope and all this. And that, you know, you're fine with that. In this movie, the bad guys killed the dog, the puppy. And when that happened, that was it. There was nothing he could do.
He clicked.
There was nothing he could do.
Yep.
That was bad enough as far as Linda was
concerned.
Except
for kill everybody in sight.
Well, he did. Besides doing all that, Linda said, that's still not enough. I want him to burn the bodies. I want him to burn the bodies and then feed them to each other.
Okay. Let's not go into the violent mode here.
No, but Linda just, I think that is about people. If they see an animal, something like that happen to an animal, for some reason, it affects them more than if the next scene somebody gets whacked.
Well, because these critters, there are little creatures and critters of the world. They really depend on us to help them, unless they're a wild Mustang, you know, and they're used to living in the wild. But you know, domestic animals depend on us, and they need to be treated with care.
And at this moment, I'd like to point out too that they are family members. They deserve to stay in your family, and also be spayed and neutered. It's so important that we don't keep reproducing these animals.
It's a never-ending battle.
Absolutely.
Haven Humane does. I forget how many thousands they did last year. And I asked Mark. He's on here every month. And I go, Mark, are we denting it? He goes, we're not going to know for 5 years. If we do this every, you know, as much as we do for 5 years, then we might be able to see that there's a dent in the population.
Well, Chick, it was great for us to hear that you're on that bandwagon, because I was telling you earlier, I go up to the doggy park. And, you know, with boy dogs, you can tell, you know, they haven't taken those things off.
Those things?
But you were saying.
Neutering.
Yeah, neutering. But you were saying. But you were saying it makes an animal in a situation within your home, it makes the animals a better, they're more of part of the pack.
You know, I like to equate it to, if you do not spay or neuter your animal, you're living with a 14-year-old boy. Now, does that, can anyone relate to that? Spaying and neutering, sorry, Pete. Spaying and neutering,
Pete, no,
let's Elton
can.
Focus he's still 18. On their family.
Yeah.
And not on jumping the fence, digging out, that
right.
sort of thing.
Right.
I just think that everyone needs to promote this.
Yes, okay.
Okay, check. Thank you. May 1st.
May 1st at Wind River. Tickets are $25. 100% of the funds go to help the animals at the Bella Vista Farms. And for information, you can give Chick a call at
347-0544.
Yes,
and
that's it.
Colonel Pete Stiglich will be out there at the VCA
Animals. In Anderson,
selling tickets. Or you can get them at VCA Animals Clinics.
Yep.
Okay.
Wonderful, guys. Thanks so much. This is going to be fun, May 1st.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Besides donating a diamond necklace for a blood drive, what better things can you do? Leonard has everything you could possibly imagine in jewelry, state jewelry of the very finest quality. Everything that Leonard has is fine quality. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
Talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 17th, 18th, and 19th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, and I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank. Together we'll go far. And Red Bluff Dodge Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital and Haleakala Ranch Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. Hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Here, thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Chris Cagle in concert. Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Turn that one up, baby.
Good morning.
Let me hear it.
Was this from that movie you love?
Yeah, no, it's about you. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She loves everything. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and his beloved.
Do you know that there's going to be
7:50 in the morning? Just let me finish my spiel.
Hurry
here.
Up.
7:50 in the morning today on April the 8th is Wednesday, hump day. 42 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley. What a great place they have there. Espresso Joe Super Coffee. Brews. When we say brews, we know what that means, right? Beer. And, of course, wines. Walk next door, then, into the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And a walk-in humidor that is chock full of highly rated cigars. Cigars rated by Cigar Aficionado. All of this and discounts for veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew.
Are you okay? I'm glad that you just came right in there with that complete wonderful tribute to Tobacco and Brew.
I love those guys.
And speaking of tributes,
I love those guys.
There is going
to
be a Journey tribute band at.
You want to talk? Is that it? Okay.
I can't.
You don't have to hit. Play nice.
There is going to be a Journey tribute band at Wind River. Do you want to go?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I'm trying to figure out the date. I've got to find
out. I'm singing that night. I'm singing that night. They've asked me to come
in
and sing.
Are you kidding?
What's that song that Journey does? Don't Stop Believing?
There's a
billion
of them.
They have asked me to do that one. They have asked me to come up out of the crowd and sing that, and I will do it.
I said, oh, that might be something. I think it's in May. I'll have to find out.
Find out when it is.
Okay.
It's just something else that Wind River does. Wind River does everything. Have you noticed that every time we do something around here, the words Wind River are associated with it? Has anybody noticed that? Oh, we're doing the Critter Ball. Oh, we're doing Haven Humane. Oh, we're doing the Marine Corps Ball. Oh, we're doing this fundraiser. Oh, we're doing this fundraiser. Oh, we're doing that fundraiser. Every one of them ends with at Wind River. There's a reason for that.
Well, they have been very generous in
absolutely
with their main ballroom. In helping people with the cost of keeping the cost down to raise money for the event.
And they donate to the cause. You
know. I know several fundraisers that have moved to Wind River for that very reason. They really work alongside you.
By the
way, slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 61 highs. It's currently 42, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 44. We're waiting for Chief Paletti. He's going to be here about 8 o'clock. I know you've got some things you just are dying to just let your tongue rip go.
All right, my friends, the City Council, the Imperial City Council met last night. Okay, the City Council, I think, I'm going to talk about it later. They passed a couple big things and one that was kind of not so big. Here's the big things they passed on last night. They passed a no sit or lie ordinance, which keeps people from sitting or lying on sidewalks in commercial districts. Okay, commercial districts. Hooray for you guys. Finally, it's April to pass this thing because this then will keep people from laying on the ground, laying there, passed out on sidewalks in front of businesses, and these things. Now, Chief Rob Paletti is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock, or if not sooner, he can come in and join us, and we can discuss that. In fact, we'll probably discuss it in a minute. He just walked in, brought coffee for Linda, but not me. That's okay. He's the chief. She's Linda. Okay, but that was one of the things passed. I'm going to hold off on that till we talk to the chief. The second one. Banning pot grows within 1,000 feet of schools, libraries, and places where kids or people can congregate. And only 6 plants. Francie Sullivan leading the charge on this. Go, Francie! You know, when she does things I like, go, Francie! When she doesn't, I call her the Caligula of city councils. I mean, I'm sorry. Go, Francie! And then they came up with doing away with the business improvement district. This is where the city, Imperial City Council is at very best. If you notice that if they don't like what people are saying or they're disagreeing with it or people are disagreeing with the city council, they disappear. Have you noticed this? In fact, there should be some missing people reports going to the police because they don't like the public comments. So they move them to the back of the meeting, knowing that most people, won't hang around. Great plan. It worked. The second thing, that pesky Reading Electric Commission about what kind of oversight on the REU. They were coming out with some reports. The pilot program had just gone to court and they lost. Didn't like what they were saying. Do away with that electric commission. And then the DRBA, who actually had the impotence to stand up and say, wait a minute, what you're saying is not true. What you just said wasn't true. So what did they do? They voted to get rid of the business improvement district, which takes out the DRBA and anybody else. So now, which they did last night, and they said they're going to have a public hearing on May the 5th. The paper says surprisingly few people showed up to address these contentious votes or these, you know, on what they were doing. And it was, I mean, usually you can just, was the place full last night?
Yeah, it was pretty full.
Pretty full? But yeah. Very few people addressing what was going on.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, on the microphone is Chief Paletti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, rain could have been one of those reasons, I think, but most of the rain had finished by that time. Could it be the Imperial City Council has won? People have realized that even if you show up with 25 people speaking against something, it makes no difference. They're going to vote it out if that's what they want. Are they really, you know, have the people realized that the city council is not listening to them? Is the city council listening to them? Everything that they've brought up like this and that people have opposed, it's gone. It's just gone. Now, the sit and lie ordinance. I mean, this is a contentious one. I agree with them. Totally agree with them. I agree with the pot thing. You know, and as far as the doing away with the business improvement district, that's fine. You want to do that? That's great. As long as you did it the right way and you did it for the right reasons, that's up to the city council, because this is a republic and we voted, some of you voted, to bring these people to office, and this is what you have. Now, if you don't like it, in 2 years, there'll be a chance to vote people out. In 4 years, the rest of them. Which is a long time from now. Anyway, so that was where the big votes yesterday. The other thing, and I'm glad you're here too. Let's talk about this one. This is in South Carolina. I wanted to bring this up, and Chief. Policeman there. It has nothing to do with us, but just, I don't know if you've seen this. This South Carolina policeman has just been charged with a homicide or murder, and he's in jail with no bail. And the shooting happened like 2 days ago. And somebody caught it on a cell phone. It's predominantly black town, white policeman, black. In this case, it was a victim. Pulled him over, looks like. He tased him. There's a fight. The guy starts running. And he's probably 30 feet away. And the policeman draws his pistol and shoots him 8 times in the back. Somebody catches it on the video. The town itself, there's no unrest at all. Because, and even though outside people are coming in to cause agitation and to you know, Black Lives Matter to come in, the city councilwoman who is black, who is the spokesman, says, no, this is not what's happening here. Our police have taken action. Even the man that was killed's brother saying, hey, nobody, you know what? This has been addressed. You know that there's great cops out there. There's some that aren't so great. Absolutely a town working together to solve something like this. I don't know if you had a chance to see that.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I tell you what, but what you see is that the town came together because are looking at outsiders and saying, stay out of here. You know, you should stay out of this. This is something that we're handling here. You know, okay. What else do we have here?
Well, when we get back from our break, we're going to bring on Rob Paletti, and we're going to find out some statistics, what's happening. You know, we always like him to be on our show. It's always great to see you.
You too.
When you come on, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people in the chat room as well as calls. If you do have a question for Chief Paletti, do call in the show this morning, 605-4567. We're going to be talking about a lot, which is happening right now.
And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional treats people well. It changes their lives. We'll be right back after the news with Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A so-called insider attack today in Afghanistan. A U.S. official says an American soldier was killed, two others injured as an Afghan colleague opened fire. NATO confirmed one of the soldiers died of his injuries. The gunman was quickly shot down by U.S. troops. Speaking in Tokyo today, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the U.S. is supporting Saudi Arabia in its air campaign against Shiite insurgents in Yemen.
We are providing them with intelligence information, surveillance and reconnaissance information to assist them in their operations.
Meanwhile, jurors in the federal death penalty trial of the Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have begun deliberations. Will he get the death penalty? Tom Durkin is a former federal prosecutor who's also represented terrorism suspects. He says there's little question that Tsarnaev will be found guilty.
They're facing the obvious. The evidence that he participated is overwhelming, so that the guilt phase is there's really not much to decide.
The father of a black man who was fatally shot while fleeing a white police officer in South Carolina says it looked as if the officer was trying to, quote, kill a deer running through the woods. Walter Scott's father told NBC's Today Show he believes his son ran away because he was afraid he'd be arrested.
He had some child support vouchers on him, and I believe that he didn't want to go to jail again. He just ran away.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Greece's prime minister has not asked for any financial assistance during a visit to Moscow. Putin was talking at a news conference after talks with Alexis Tsipras in the Kremlin today. Greece has been dependent on international bailouts for years. It's set to run out of funds within weeks unless it reaches some kind of deal with its creditors for a new installment. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow doing well right now, up about 17 points. A high-tech NASDAQ up by 19. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I love coming to Mathnasium.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense to kids. Your child will leap ahead, whether starting out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. Now enrolling for summer and year-round. Call now for a free parent pack. 844-799-4999. 844-799-4999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-4999.
It would appear that opinions vary on the Iran nuclear deal, largely along party lines. Here's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill.
Just 31% of Republicans support the framework agreement, while 30% oppose it. That's compared to 50% of Democrats who back the deal, while only 10% are opposed. This, according to a new Reuters Ipsos survey of nearly 2,300 adults. The numbers show the White House has a tough sell ahead as it tries to convince members of Congress to back the agreement. There is growing movement in the Senate for legislation to allow Congress to review the deal.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. A Massachusetts jury is in its first full day of deliberations on the murder charge against former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. Prosecutors say Hernandez planned the killing of Odin Lloyd, even drove Lloyd to a secluded area, murdered him himself, then tried to cover it up. His lawyer pinned the killing on two of Hernandez's acquaintances. This is SRN News. Bluebell Creamery says it is expanding its recall of products made at an Oklahoma plant after pints of banana pudding ice cream tested positive for listeriosis.
The Texas-based dairy company has announced no illnesses linked to those pints have been confirmed. The recall currently includes the banana pudding ice cream pints and other products manufactured on the same line in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The products were distributed to retail outlets across the country. Last month, the company issued the recall after ice cream contaminated with listeriosis was linked to three deaths at a Kansas hospital.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Mercedes-Benz posting its highest monthly sales ever. The brand owned by Daimler AG sold more than 180,000 vehicles in March. That's almost a 16% increase from the same month a year ago. The numbers were boosted by strong growth in China and Europe. That's what the car market is bouncing back after a decline during the continent's recent debt crisis. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 805 here on April the 8th with Carl and Linda Bott. And Bad Bob just rolled back in. Eldon, who is our intern, who runs the shows in the morning, and we like to get Bad Bob in here. Eldon's leaving. Next week will be his
last. He's been our intern from Simpson.
We need to take him to lunch or something.
He's just a great kid.
He's
been playing catcher on the baseball team, and he came in from, you know, he's here at Simpson from San Diego, and he's interested in going into journalism, broadcast journalism. So he has just been wonderful, and I told him he's just got a couple more days that he's here before he graduates, that, you know what, I would totally recommend him. I would do a letter of recommendation for him, because he's shown me, he shows up on time. He's always clean and neat. He listens. He's not mouthy. He just follows directions. He's like in that place that he wants to learn and wants to improve himself. So I'm impressed with that.
So obviously he'll never go into the radio profession, nor probably law enforcement. So.
This portion of the show is brought to you by, another rebel we love who does great work. Alliance Heating and Air. Martin, our little Harley guy, we love him. Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They are our choice of air conditioning and heating experts. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Hey, Chief is in the house.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chief Rob Paletti. Okay, the
Chief, last night, City Council
voted 4-1, Francie being the only one that that voted against it.
3-1.
Three to one. Missy wasn't was there. It had been 4-1, but it's 3-1. I said it would have been 4-1 because I know Missy was one that introduced this thing.
Yes,
wanted to.
That's correct.
You came up and you talked about the sit-lie ordinance. You addressed this.
Right. It Missy actually introduced it last year, and in the format that was borrowed from other cities, I had an issue with the way that it was written because it was pinpointed towards a specific portion of our population. You know,
Homeless or transient.
And I don't think you can write laws specifically for people.
I don't think
for
you can
people.
Either.
So
no,
Rick Duvernay and I got assigned to redraft it and redrafted it so that it doesn't – it applies to everybody equally. It doesn't pinpoint somebody or specific. So, you know, basically what it does is it gives us a tool in the toolbox to deal with whether it's, you know, teenagers inhibiting a business laying around on the sidewalk or homeless or transient or, you know, whatever the case may be. It just prohibits sitting or lying on commercial or sidewalks in commercial districts from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's also exceptions in there, obviously, for medical reasons and parades and certain types of events. You know, obviously, you can sit on the sidewalk and watch, you know, Cool April Nights or the Rodeo Parade or Christmas Parade or something like that.
Clearly, that's not what it's about.
It's about
people that are drunk or on drugs or they just want to. Will lay down on the benches in front of your business. They're laying up against the wall, so you have to step over them.
It doesn't apply to the benches. It applies to the sidewalks. The benches are intended to sit on. So if business districts have benches,
but not lying on them,
but you can. It's specific to the sidewalk itself. So if there's benches in those public spaces, people can still sit on the benches.
You know what?
Because that's what they're intended for.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, but as we've seen around here, people laying on the sidewalks or they're sitting on the sidewalks with their legs straight out, and they're a problem. They impede the people walking through there, or they're all around certain businesses. Now, this does not pertain to parks, though. Right?
No, it does not. No, the public spaces.
What about that? Let's go down to the hotel down here at the.
That is a commercial district. Yes.
Right now, that park or that green area right there, right behind carousels.
Yeah, that's a park.
that's a park. So they can continue to lay there, fornicate, and defecate
no,
in that area,
they
right?
They can't fornicate and defecate, but you
they
know,
do,
they,
though.
I know they do. I know they do. And they don't just do it there. They do it other places. But, you know, obviously, you know, this law, like any other law, to be truly effective, you have to have the enforcement that comes behind it. And that was Francie's concern last night with it. It wasn't that the sit lie was wrong, is that we don't have enough officers to enforce it, and her concern is it's going to increase the calls for service that we don't have enough officers to respond to now, which I understand that, and I agree with her on the fact that, you know, we need more staffing for the police department to enforce these laws we put into place. But when we get back to doing the bike patrol right now, I've had to kind of put that on hold, because with the rodeo coming up and Cool April Nights coming up, the guys are doing all the planning for that, and then that's the guys on motorcycles, which is also the guys that ride the bikes. So when we get back to the bike patrol, after Cool April Nights, this will be a good tool for them to use.
Make sure you guys take care of those bikes, because they voted to do away with the Business Improvement District, which bought the bikes for the
they bought two of the four bikes that we have. Yes,
there you go. I just couldn't pass that one up.
Yeah, you're a little out of my realm on that one.
No, it has nothing to do on that one. Now, here's the question: here is that isn't there already a no loitering ordinance on the books?
Yes, but if you look at the no loitering ordinances, they're specific more to private property. They have to be posted certain ways. This prohibits it from sitting on the public sidewalks.
Okay, so that's the answer.
There is a differentiation there.
Okay, that was one of the questions coming in. Let's go to the excuse me.
Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. You're live on the air with – do you have a question for the chief?
Well, I was at the city council meeting last night too.
Okay.
I saw your photo, Charles.
Okay, Charles, and your question?
Yeah, Francie was certainly expressed concerns about the enforceability of the sit lie ordinance, but that concern did not stop her from voting yes on item 4F, which was the vaping ordinance.
Yeah, that's right, because now you can't vape anywhere, right?
Well, no, on the parks and trails and the library grounds.
Okay, now how much? Well, let me ask this question into our chief here. So how much police effort are you going to do to enforcing the no vaping?
Well, I mean, we have no smoking in the parks, too. So it was an enhancement of something that was already there. We do have a little bit of enforcement on that. Right now, with rain, we're not doing a lot. But not a lot. It's when the officers are on bike patrol or something else and doing enforcement in the parks, then they can enforce those.
That was a good question, Charles. Because they're passing the no sitting line. She says we can't enforce that. And then she turns around and does a no vaping law, which is interesting.
And note the designation on the agenda, 4F.
Yeah,
that has a special meaning to a lot of people around here. 4F.
Okay, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
You know, we haven't heard from Charles lately. Didn't know if y'all picked him up.
Well, you know, we have the city council.
Just kidding.
We love our listeners and our callers. They're very involved.
Yeah.
You know, and so we always appreciate them, people like Charles interacting with us and calling and asking questions. But so, Chief, you know, moving along with what transpired last night, when we come back, let's find about, you know, like we talk about trending, and even though we see you once a month, you know, things happen. It's been raining. You know, what are the trends? You know, again, it's always great to, it's like, you know, I don't know what you think that we need to be looking for or looking out for. So let's take a break, early break here. KCNR 1460.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The walk a mile in her shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the walk a mile in her shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. A perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Shopping local, staying local builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. VDRBA.org.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
243-8400 Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets! So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400 Preferred Carpet Care.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Yeah. Carl and Linda Butt, good morning. 43 degrees out there. There may be a little rain, but it's clearing up for this week. Time is 8:18 in the morning here on April the 8th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani opened his store. He and his wife opened that shop up 6 years ago. They had just had their sixth anniversary. Opened it up during one of the worst times in our economy and have thrived. Why? Customer service, and having the guns and ammo that his customers want. Plus being some of the finest gunsmiths probably in California right there in Bastiani Arms. And why are they prospering? Customer service. Let me say that again. They take care of their customers. You come in there at 10 minutes before closing time, they're going to stay there till you make up your mind. They're going to help you with your decisions. Plus, they have classes, concealed carry classes, offered at the shop, plus other classes, all pertaining to firearms. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222.
And good morning. 8:18 in the morning, 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Welcome back to KCNR. Our guest this morning is Chief of Police Rob Paletti. We're always so happy to have him here. And here on KCNR, we have had over 1,000 guests since we have been live with about 6 years now. We've been on the air and loving our callers. And let's go to the phones. Terry, do you have a question for our chief?
Yeah, I got a couple of things.
Terry, doesn't necessarily mean we love you. You know, we're loosened as a generic love.
He's speaking for himself, Terry, not me.
Rob loves me.
He loves me when he sees me. We do that for the press, don't we,
buddy? Yeah.
Okay, anyway, yeah, there's a couple things about last night that's really, really important. One is the pilot was brought up a lot. You guys got the letter. A lot of people got the letter that basically said if the pilot is ultimately struck down, that a loss of $6 million could mean the equivalent of 40 police officers out of a total of 98. Now,
Terry, just for a second, let me just interrupt for a second. The letter you're talking about came with your REU bill. So it was included in that, right?
Yeah, it's included in that, and most people got it. We talked about it last night. I was quoted in the paper about it. This pertains specifically to Rob in the police department, and we do need more officers. But this is basically written by the city trying to justify a position that they knew was wrong since 2011, that they ignored the law since 2011, and now they may have to pay the consequences of $6 million a year. Their answer to that is to send a letter out to the citizens of Reading basically saying that if this happens, and Walt McNeil was mentioned a lot last night, Walt McNeil, I believe, is now becoming maybe the enemy of the Imperial Council. And what this particular letter says at the bottom is a loss of $6 million a year would mean the equivalent of 40 police officers out of a total of 98. So people who basically had no say in this, people who basically couldn't even vote on this, people who have to suffer from the consequences of the cities not following the law, now are going to have to suffer according to the city. Now, that means you have to have a bad guy, and the bad guy, I think, is going to be Walt McNeil in evidence of last night. Now, getting to the chief, basically, the sales tax is something that's a peculiar thing. There is a clause called acepus recuperandi. Acepus recuperandi states that the hope of recapturing or regaining possessions. This clause needs to be in anything written for a tax for a specific thing. For example, the tax that they want for police. If we do get that tax for police and people vote that in, that money would come in, and by law, it would have to be used for the police. But if there is not a acepus recuperandi clause in that particular law, that means that the city council could reach around the back door and take the money that is existing for the police department and use it for something else, which would leave us in the same position. When I brought that up last night, I got some funny looks from the staff, smirky, not happy looks from the staff. So I just want to say this is the most important thing anybody can know about this particular law. If they put this sales tax up for more police officers, and yes, we obviously need more police officers, if there is not a acepus recuperandi clause in that particular law, then they can go around the back door and take all the funding they have now for health and safety and use it for something else, and we can't stop them.
Okay.
And also, Chief, thanks for the job you do, buddy.
I appreciate that.
You know, Terry, you know, that's something that, you know, when they started talking about this, and this is one good thing the city council did last night, is when this was brought up and it's being pushed, of course, by the Chamber of Commerce, Reading's Chamber of Commerce, they backed up a little bit and said, you know, we're going to need a little more information before we do this. And I think everybody says that. That's, you know, and Kristen Schrader said, you know, we need a blueprint. And it's true. Now, the chief's got a blueprint. However, it's for the police department, not necessarily everything else that comes in there. And I think that was a good move, by the city council is to hold back on this, because there's a lot of things. And I actually think Kat had a good idea, too, is we need to have the public weigh in on this. Not that they necessarily listen to the public, but at least the public needs to weigh in on this and to have something to say. I think we all agree that we need more police. But we also need to have a plan so that when we get more police, that it's not wasted money, or that money is taken out of this tax raise, which affects everybody in Shasta County, not just the city of Reading. And what's it do, you know, what's the final goals for it, how long is it going to last, and all this, you know, and that the fact is the city council going to stand to have a committee that oversees this with two members on it from the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, you're right, but the thing is the money is already there. Well, we just got new police cars, and that's good. We need them. We just got a new police station, and obviously we needed that. Apparently, according to Brent Weaver, we've got four new police officers. We need that. Okay. The thing is that, as I stated last night, we have a payroll that exceeds 10 times the whole county of Sierra just in our city. We have three people on that staff that make $1 million a year in benefits and in salaries. Carl, we have $600 million in unfunded liability. We've got a $90-plus million payroll with people making six figures, $300,000, $200,000 a year that are on staff. Come on. There is money there. The whole thing is that we're dancing around the elephant in the room. We always seem to do that. It's the Imperial Council. Something isn't right in River City, and people do not trust them. No one trusts them.
Well, it needs this whole, the whole question needs to be put out in front of the people and let everybody have their chance on this one. And I don't know.
You're
if,
right.
I don't know if that's going to happen because there are a lot of things. And it was brought up yesterday. You know, Jones came in and said, look, the money's there. You know, he gets argue, you know, that the other side will argue that. But the big thing is that the good move was that the council wasn't rushed into it like some of the other things that have happened. And they've taken a step back to take a look at it. And that's, that gives people a chance to organize and say, okay, this is what we believe, and hopefully that you know that the staff actually gives three good courses of action on this thing instead of just doing what the city council wants.
Actually, it wasn't really what the city council wanted. It was the it was brought up by the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, but, that's true.
But the point is that the, what they're doing basically is they are backing up because they're trying to recircle the wagons. Trust me here. When they found out we knew about this clause, I could see the looks on their faces. Because if that clause is not in a law, Carl, that means they can take all the funding the chief has and all the funding that fire has out the back door. They can take that money out, use it for whatever they want, raises or whatever they want, and we will still be in the same boat because the only money we would have without that clause would be the tax that they would legally have to put toward the police department and the fire department.
All right. Okay. All right, Trader. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
You bet. Okay, our guest is ready, Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Okay, that was interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, what council was talking about is, you know, this blueprint for public safety, and there's several different, you know, aspects of that. The police department's part of it is the one that I'm obviously concerned with, that and, you know, on the county side, the sheriff's department and jail bed space, and, you know, there's a portion of it that's going to be dedicated to looking at, you know, how do we increase our capacity for mental health. You know, services, and what is the overall strategy going to be to deal with our homeless and transient population? So I think there's different aspects of that that are going to be good overall to see that plan. Now, for me, I want to take it all the way from a restatement of the mission and vision of the chief all the way through the succession planning so that, you know, 8 to 10 years from now when I, you know, walk out the back door, we've got that plan to get that next guy that's developed and ready to take the reins as the next chief. But one of the things we've already – I mean, they haven't chosen the consultant yet, but we aren't waiting for the consultant to start the work that we're doing. So one of the things that we're going to do is I want to be able to put – here's unrestricted staffing of the Reading Police Department. Here's, you know, as I jokingly called it, Rob's la-la land of here's what the Reading Police Department should look like for a city of this population, this size with our issues. And then we're going to start backing that down in about $2 million increments, showing them what goes away at each increment level. So that when you talk about a sales tax, you can say, okay, we want our police department to be here because we want this level of service,
right.
So we need to, you know, support this level of a sales tax. So that's kind of my part in that. And, you know, quite frankly, as Terry knows and people that know me, is that once something goes on a ballot, then I stop talking. It's not my job to figure out where the funds come from. It's to manage them properly. We're finishing up a two-year budget cycle, and the Reading Police Department, because of some of the vacancies we had and because of our fiscal responsibility, will come in over 2 years about $2 million under budget, which I think is a positive for us. We've been very frugal with overtime and other things that, you know, Terry talks about the cars. A lot of the cars that we were able to purchase actually came because we got an unexpected $350,000 from a bail forfeiture from a guy that posted $500,000 bail and ran, and
Which guy was that?
Valdovinos. He was caught over a year later, and the city's portion or the police department's portion of that forfeited bail was $350,000. We used that to buy new cars. So, you know,
can find the money.
Boy, I'd hate to be that bail bondsman.
Yeah, exactly. If you look historically at, you know, the rolling stock fund that we have to replace our cars, it was about $400,000 to $450,000 a year because a police car typically lasts about 4 years. Before it's beat to hell. Yeah. And so we rotate out about 25% of the fleet every year. But right now we're getting about $150,000. And with no Crown Vic and having to go to the SUV, they're about $43,000 a piece. So now you're talking about three vehicles a year, and we got 45 in the fleet. I have 13 vehicles right now with over 110,000 miles.
I did appreciate when I got picked up the other night and got to ride in the back seat.
It's a lot roomier,
not only that, but I really love the leather.
Well,
I love
yeah.
the leather, and I really like how the surround sounds in there. And I got to watch that. You know, I got to watch the DVD on the way to the jail.
You must have been a little inebriated because that's not leather; that's called plastic.
But hey, you know, the SUV's been great. The guys really like them. I think it's
you can ram cars with them. I mean, come
well,
on.
it really, if you look at when you put on a 30-pound police belt and vest and everything, it is difficult and hard on the back to stand up out of those cars with the steering wheel and your gun. On the SUV, you just slide your feet to the side and stand up. It's performing well in pursuits and everything else we have to do. It's actually – the back door is so much bigger to be able to get a violent suspect back into.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look at a lot of the cars now, especially the more compact police cars, you look at a Dodge Charger.
A big guy in there?
How the hell do you get a big guy in the back of that Dodge Charger with a door that's – you know, I have – my brother has a Dodge, you know, Charger, and I have trouble just getting in his back seat, and there's no cage and everything else, and I'm a little guy. So, you know, it – the SUV is working out really well. Yeah, no.
At least we haven't gotten to the Mini Cooper yet.
Yeah,
we've got to take a break here.
I want to see the guys. I want to see the downtown patrol and Segways.
We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. When we get back, we are going to get on the subject of what's trending in the month of what's coming up, what we need to be looking for, what's been happening here with crime and the trend here locally in Shasta County. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us Eastside Road off of 273.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Woo-hoo. Welcome back.
Woo-hoo.
Carl and Linda Butt, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning here on this wonderful Wednesday hump day, April the 8th. 43 degrees out there. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and maybe no chance of rain, but it's clearing up for this weekend, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across from the subway It is man's last stronghold there, you know, and we need one. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts. A veteran-owned business. DC Tim and Logan are there. Great place. You can go in. I promise you, Dr. Phil will never be on the TV. And you can catch up on all your reading there. I mean, whether it's Bon Appetit, which I was really surprised to see that and gave him a bad time about that. And they said, well, it just kind of like fell into the place. Guns and Ammo, Car and Track, Popular Mechanics, all these great magazines, great haircuts right down there. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, right across from the subway there. Going down there, you'll like it. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plutty, and Linda's been, you know, has asked this question about, you know, the trends that we're looking at here in the next couple months that you've seen now. You've been here for this, what, 2 years, going on three?
Four.
4 years. Oh, I knew that.
Going on four.
Going on four. 3 years going on four. Trends that we can expect here now that the weather is starting to clear, not that it's really been bad, but when it's starting to clear.
Well, the marijuana is going in the ground here shortly.
Oh, it does? They start planting?
They start cultivating?
Yeah. So, you know, that'll be one thing to see, you know, what the effect is going to be with the outdoor ban or outdoor grow ban in the county. And if that shifts some of it to the city, I keep hearing these anecdotal things about how there's big property being bought and cleared that's within the city limits. I don't know that for sure yet. We'll have to wait and see. I think that the move that council is talking about with the change to the marijuana ordinance could be a very positive thing for both sides of that issue. It's very difficult for us when we get a complaint. I mean, at what height do you measure the canopy? At what age of the plant do you measure the canopy? And is it a circular circumference for each, or do they measure it in a square? It's confusing for the people that want to cultivate and you know, grow, you know, what they call their medicine. It's a lot easier to count stumps. You know,
so they can
frankly.
Only have six.
So they can only have six.
And if they've got seven, the other one goes out.
Exactly.
You give them a ticket.
And they get a ticket. It'd be a much easier for them to understand and for us to enforce. So
there's no greenhouses. There's nothing like that.
Nope. The one thing it does do is take it from 300 feet from school to 1,000 feet from school.
It should be.
I think you're going to have a little bit of retroactiveness that comes into that. If somebody's already got a home and they've been growing and now all of a sudden you change the law and they bought that house, you know, there's some legal issues in that change. But
for the most part, they're used to it.
The intent of it is to simplify, not inhibit, but to simplify both their understanding and our ease of.
Was that a 4-0 vote last night?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, they need to, you know, there needs to be clear, definitive guidance for you and your officers and the people growing. I think that's a great thing. And if they're saying it's six on your property, it's got to be 1,000 feet away from a school instead of 100 yards?
It's 300. Yeah, it's 300 feet now. They'd change it to 1,000.
Okay, so it's 300 yards away from a school. Now, they may have people who are living in town may have where children congregate in parks and libraries. It may be a tough time finding places that they can grow like that. I mean, they can go out a little bit further. I'm interested to see, too, since this really tough ordinances the county has put in, and now and seeing what the sheriff's going to do and what, you know, are they going to turn this into, you know, does the state patrol ever get into this at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's going to have to be the county sheriffs and, I guess, and the drug enforcement guys, and then in the city, your guys.
Right.
And so now if I've got somebody growing and I look over there in his backyard and he's got like 10 plants, do I call you?
Yeah. We
say this guy's got at least 10 plants, or you need to come over here and enforce it.
We go out and check for the legality of, do you have your, you know, your recommendation, and are you growing, you know, legally? We can count stumps. When it comes to code enforcement, however, handles most of the, if it's zoning type issues, are you growing in the right place? Do you have the right easements? Do you have all that kind of stuff? We look for the recommendation, and then code enforcement handles a bulk of the rest of it. So we work as a team to deal with the stuff within the city. Other things that are going on right now, I mean, the crime is trending up significantly, and I think that people are starting to
– Crime is trending up.
Yeah, the property crime.
Everything I'm hearing is, oh, no, people are overreacting.
First 2 months of the year, property crime is up about 15%.
Are we talking about burglary?
Right, property crime. Theft.
Okay.
General theft type crimes.
Right.
And I think hopefully it's because, you know, people are starting to – listen and actually report what's happening. and get those reports into the police department, either through the online reporting or others. We're doing an assessment right now of what we can add to our online reporting based on Proposition 47, because so much of it is now misdemeanors again. Typically, we only take misdemeanor crimes over the internet reporting. So that would allow people to not have to wait and more easily report those crimes. We've got some big special events coming up, some of the big ones, you know, with Cool April Nights and Reading Rodeo, that we'll be out and making sure that those are good, safe, wholesome events. So there's a lot of change, a lot going on. Mm-hmm. The request for proposal went out yesterday for the new computer system for the county. That'll hopefully upgrade the computer system all the way from CAD, computer-aided dispatch, all the way through crime analysis at the end. The way we've got it budgeted out right now, we've been kind of saving the state money that's been coming in the last couple of years, and hopefully that system for the entire county will cost us very little general fund money. It'll be all paid for by the state, and then we'll pay the maintenance fees after that. So a lot of good things going on. The building should be done mid-May, and then their IT has to finish putting in the computers and phones and stuff. Hopefully we'll be moving in.
Be like a grand opening?
Yeah.
It'll be like barbecue and giveaways?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, unless you want to give to me, Carl.
So how much smashing and grabbing is going on right now?
I am every month.
How much is smashing and grabbing going on right now?
Well, last year, and I don't have a breakdown right now. I'm going to look at it quarter by quarter. But last year, still about 50% of our general, or just under 50% of our general theft or larceny was from a motor vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we're still, got a crime prevention issue there when leaving stuff in our cars, but overall the property crime hopefully is just a change of people are reporting what's actually going on, which has been, in my fear, has been that it's been grossly underreported up to this point.
Well, we have.
Can I just talk about share with our listeners that we know someone who works here who is she and her girlfriend were taking a walk. They put their purses in their trunk. And I said, you need to listen to Paletti because, they were taking a walk on the bridge and they saw some guys looking at them. Now, they could have just been watching them as they were watching them, but you have oftentimes said, don't carry your purse if you're going to take a walk. Carry your ID. Because people are watching you do that, and they can simply break into your trunk, and there's your world and your purse.
Getting into your trunk is not as hard as people think. I mean, they've got, tools. You can yank the locking device right out of your trunk, or you can break the window and go in through the back seat. I mean, there's ways to get into the trunk. So it is not the safe haven of your car. If you're going and you're going to leave and walk away from your car, I really suggest you just take the minimalist that you need, put it into, if you're going for a walk on a river trail, they have those little wallets that attach to your arm, or, I hate to say fanny pack from the 1980s or something of that nature.
I have one of those I love them. They work.
No, you just put it in the fanny pack next to the pistol.
Yeah, very minimalist when you're going out on a walk or going shopping or something like that will help keep that stuff out of your car.
Well, talking about anecdotal evidence or comments, we have friends that own a glass replacement business. They said a lot of their work, and they do a lot of work, side glass.
Absolutely.
Where people reach it, smash it, they break it, because I know they're carrying things now that made out of, tungsten or something, that they just have to swing it. It breaks the side glass on their cars. Reach in, get it, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're replacing a lot of that.
Well, I mean, if you go to a hardware store, you can buy the tools that allow you to escape from your vehicle if you're in an accident, and that is that high-density metal that you tap against that tempered glass and it shatters. So, there's things out there that make it easy to break in if you leave stuff in your car, and that's why we just try to express to people think from that crime prevention standpoint.
Are people starting to lock up stuff more?
I think so. I mean, last year, when we went through the town hall meeting statistics, it showed that, the first year that I was here, over 50% of our burglaries had no forced entry. And that is now down to about 35% have no forced entry. And that's usually garages. But I think there's some improvement being made there in crime prevention. And
people are putting a lot of alarm
prepared.
Systems in,
The trend, though, is still that, a small portion of our community is committing a large portion of our crime. 1,374 repeat offenders last year accounted for 66% of our arrests.
Yeah, I know, and we've talked about that. And we're going to take a break here, but one quick question. I was told by a local gun shop that there is a city ordinance on transporting a rifle or a shotgun. It must be in a locked case.
No, that is state law.
That's a state law.
That talks about – basically, it doesn't say the gun has to be in a locked case. What it says is that the gun has to be separate from the ammunition unless you have a CCW. So you can have the gun unloaded in the passenger compartment with the ammunition in the trunk in a lockbox. You know, they have to be separated within the compartment or they have
That's
to be locked
separate. Okay, so for the question that you asked, you don't have to put it in a lock case. However, you have to have it separate from the ammunition unless you're carrying you're carrying it properly concealed. Now, if this is a long gun they're talking about.
Right, so if you got a gun in your gun rack on the back of your pickup truck, that's fine as long as you've got the ammunition locked separate.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm going up to go shooting and I have I throw everything in the back of my truck, my ammunition and ammunition box and my rifles in the back in the right behind me in that back seat in the truck, then I'm breaking the law then.
Technically you're supposed to have a locked case within that compartment so that you can't readily access both at the same time.
Okay, okay. So that may be the locked case they're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
But only one of the two has to be in the locked case to my knowledge.
Okay.
So if I put a lock on the ammo box,
you're good to go.
It's pretty picky here.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, when we come back from this message, I want to talk to you about how Beijing, and you'll like this, Chief, you want to talk about them cutting, really clamping down on bad behavior. Wait till you hear this when we come back. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. If you missed the home and garden shows this year, not to worry. Powerhouse Solar specializes in one-on-one appointments that fit your schedule. Call our office today and get a customized solar quote for your home. One of our knowledgeable, friendly solar consultants will explain how solar can save you money on your energy bill. Powerhouse Solar installs top-of-the-line, cost-effective solar solutions. We are solar specialists, and solar is all we do since 2003. Using only SunPower solar modules with the finest installation practices, Powerhouse Solar can show you how to get the power of the sun working for you. Call Powerhouse Solar today and meet with one of our outstanding solar consultants. Knowledge is power, and our consultants are experts in explaining how not all solar modules are the same and how financing solar is easy and smart. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:48 in the morning here on April the 8th, 43 degrees out there. It's going to make the rain today. It's going to be a nice day beyond that. And this weekend, it's clearing up. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's a locally owned, locally operated
veteran-owned company. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. What's Chief Paletti's with us today? And I, you know, it's interesting how different countries deal with crime. Well, Beijing, of course, the world's biggest source of tourists, is pledging this week to pressure Chinese who behave badly abroad to improve their manners. Okay, so what they're going to do is to save face, which is, you know, the Chinese always talk about, you know, save face. The CNTA announced new rules Monday to establish a blacklist of offenders who demonstrate illegal or inappropriate behavior abroad. The six types of banned behavior include causing disturbances on public transport, damaging cultural relics, ignoring social customs, and engaging in gambling or prostitution. So what it's saying here is that if you're brought into being written up with the blacklist because maybe you spit, like in, you know, Thailand and certain
places. So what
places,
do they do then? They don't let them back into China?
Well, no. What they are going to do is the number of Chinese tourists traveling abroad jumped nearly 20% last year from 109 million. To 219 million. But what they're saying is that the punishments are like, what the rules did not specify what punishments are likely, but the Beijing Times said Tuesday that being blacklisted could affect a person's ability to travel abroad again or secure a bank loan. Wait a minute. Secure a bank loan, as an offender's information may be passed to law enforcement, customs, transport, and banking authorities.
So do we have a large problem with Chinese tourists coming here and causing riots down at, like, Shameless O'Leary's or Jack's?
No, not at all. But,
okay, well, thanks for sharing that.
But I think a lot of, if you go to large tourist locations like Hawaii and places like that, there's a high number of them. But
that's them. So now, see, here's the difference between a totalitarian regime and a republic is that you do something in another country that gets you a ticket, they can now take away your passport, so you don't ever travel again.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Here in town, there's this. They want to build 40 small houses, tiny houses, little houses, whatever they call them, that for two people or for families or couples. They don't have a place yet, and they've finally got blueprints for it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I met with Doug Christian and I can't remember the other guy's name, embarrassingly enough.
Well, Doug's kind of like the
I met with him, and I think he's got a good concept because he's focused on, longer-term housing solution rather than, the emergency stay of 30 days. He's looking at 3 to 6 months. He wants programming there with case management to take them from, we've talked about a lot over the last 4 years I've been here, that move from criminality to normalcy, and it's not that different from, a road when you're talking about homelessness to normalcy. You got to have a roof. You got to have treatment for what's making you homeless, whether that's, lack of job training or drug treatment or mental health problems, whatever the case may be. Then you got to get them that education, which leads to a vocation with a job that they can go pay their own bills. And we encountered some during the homeless outreach group. There's a couple that's married that they make like $3,600 a month between the two of them because they both have full-time jobs. But they've been evicted like 7 or 8 times. How do you teach them to be a good tenant? And then what relationships have you created with apartment owners so that somebody's willing to give them a second chance? So he's actually focusing, too, on a demographic that nobody else is focusing on. We have One Safe Place and the Good News Rescue Mission that both have specific housing for women and women with children. But he's focusing on that single male demographic that nobody else is focusing on, trying to help not be homeless. So I think that there's some merit to that program. I'm not, I told Doug I look at his program like I look at everything. I look at his program like I look at Costco. How am I going to police it? What's the effect going to be on the police department calls for service and what service level that I can provide based on the staffing level that I had? And, when you have a thing like that, and he's got a good security plan, it's going to be gated, and only the people that live there can go in there. And so he's got a pretty good plan. I think there's actually some merit to having that discussion.
Okay, but is this something that will take care of part of the homeless problem, or is this will bring in more?
Well, he's got 30 people there, and I think that because the magnet population are those that come here, that criminal transient population that I've been specifically talking about and that our statistics were focused on, they're not looking for long-term solutions to solve their problem. They're looking for free stuff and people to enable them. Doug's program is not looking to enable handout tents, sleeping bags, do anything of that nature. It's 30 people at a time in a structured program to go from homelessness.
And these are Reading. These are natives of Reading.
Local
Reading too.
Local
these aren't
Reading.
People coming from some other place.
Correct. So, you know, I think he's got a good. I told Doug before I was willing to say I was going to fully support his program. I wanted to talk to the chiefs of police in the cities where they have these, and I've got some phone calls out, and I'll see how their programs are working from the chief's perspective.
Do you feel, Khalil, that you know, when you talked about your, albeit it wasn't an official survey. I mean, but your guys were asking people where they're from and all this, and then you were attacked in the paper about using fake fake numbers and all this. Have we gotten to the point in the city that illegals that people that are here you know, from other places that are illegal, these illegal camps that are being built? The transients that are begging, and I'm not talking about our homeless people that need help. Do you think people are just tired of it now, and they're just saying, you know what, we just can't do anything about it?
I think the sentiment, you know, from the people that I speak to on a regular basis, they're sick of the transients. Nobody's talking about, and nobody that I've ever, and I've never said that those statistics were indicative of all the homeless population. And I'll tell you that, you know, it was three things that we talked about when we talked about those statistics. People traveling and getting stranded on I-5, friends and family inviting them here to help them, and then the charitable services. And the only thing that the media is focused on is the charitable services, because quite frankly, that was the only thing that was controversial. They've really tainted what I said, what those statistics showed, and nobody's talking about any other, who else has gathered statistics? Who else has gathered anything to try to find the why, to try to find a solution? This is a social issue. It's time for somebody in social services to step up and take a leadership position and coordinate a plan to solve this social problem. So if you don't want the police chief in it, then step up and take the leadership role.
Do you think that this, by the way, passion?
Yes.
I love it, because you're absolutely right.
Well, it's been
the people that are involved in this, the most that make money off this, and let me say that, there's the more people they have, the more money they make. Why haven't they? Why hasn't the city council actually appointed one of their people who they, you know, were paying $180,000 a year to set up a survey and just find out where these people come from?
Well, and the problem is, if you look at the federal guideline that they count the homeless people in Shasta County, it's homeless or in imminent danger of becoming homeless. So they're counting couch surfers. They're counting people living in hotels. They're counting of people that really aren't living in the street. I've done, you know, the media, not you guys, but in general, has painted this picture like, you know, the Good News Rescue Mission and the police chief are in this battle because of the statistics I released. And that is absolutely and utterly contrary to what the truth is. Jonathan Anderson and I talk at least once a week. And I congratulate the Good News Rescue Mission for, you know, I gave them some pretty tough criticism over some of the things that I felt were wrong. And they've openly taken a very hard look at how they're doing things, and they're making positive changes.
They're making changes.
And I congratulate them for that. And so Jonathan and I are actually going to do a joint interview this week with the media and say, okay, look, here's what the truth of the matter is. There's not a big conflict between the chief and the rescue mission. I think the rescue mission is doing some good things. There's some things that I suggested to them that I think they should change. That's up to their board and up to Jonathan Anderson. But, you know, for them to say that I have no statistics and I have this, you know, for this nameless, faceless person editorial to say that I have no statistics and shame on me for putting this
that
stuff
out. That was in the editorial, right?
Yes. I'm the only person that's developed any statistics.
The Record Searchlight and their new editorial editor, you know, the editorial woman that's there has thrown out a lot of things lately that are a little strange. The other thing too is when we're talking about is the you know, the fact is that there is a problem. It's got to be addressed. I think that there's, you know, it's being kind of, I don't see the plan from all the sir. I know you've got a plan, but we don't have a citywide plan to address this.
Well,
I don't know why somebody's not in charge of
this. Quite frankly, social services is Shasta County. And where's the coordination? And, you know, there is a homeless continuum of care, quite frankly, but you're asking, you know, Jessica to kind of herd cats. Because you've got all these different charities that she has no control over that she's trying to coordinate. There needs to be a coordinated effort to get everybody that wants to participate in this, because there's good people like Ann Korn. And I've talked to her and met with her about her day center. And, you know, everything we need to do will be supportive of as a as a police chief in a police department, as long as you're trying to solve the condition of homelessness and not enable the transient activity.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. The other question I had is the Good News Rescue Mission was going to take a look at how we're going to ship people, help people get home.
They haven't denied, and I'll say this, they have not denied a single person that's come there. They've provided bus tickets to get home for about 37 people the last time I talked to Jonathan Anderson.
Whether there's whether they have a person waiting for them or not.
They are finding a support system for them, and that's the requirement. So, you know, if you've got a person that's parents have been deceased, maybe it's the church that they grew up in that somebody or an aunt or uncle, some type of support system, and they haven't had to deny anybody yet. They've found that support system.
You know what? We need to have a show with you and Jonathan on.
That sounds great.
Hey, Chief, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Veterans Issues, Commander Jim Gibson. We have the only person we know that's imminently homeless may be Bad Bob because the guy next to him blows
Bob,
up
thanks.
Things. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The feds are on the case. The FBI and the Justice Department investigating the fatal shooting of a black man by a white South Carolina police officer. The shooting was captured on video. The North Charleston patrolman faces murder charges after authorities reviewed the video. It appears to show the officer firing 8 shots at 50-year-old Walter Scott as Scott was running away. The dead man's father says watching it unfold was gut-wrenching.
When I saw it, I fell to my feet and my heart was broken. And I said, oh no, it can't be. And when I saw it, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Walter Scott Sr. on NBC's Today Show. The FBI says it has discussed autopsy results with the family of a black man who was found hanging in a tree in Mississippi. However, investigators not saying when they will publicly release.